France wins the Gordon Bennett balloon race. Have gas for $1 a gallon? And UK union workers want safety improvements on the Super Pumas. This is Aero News for Thursday, August 29, 2013. I'm Glenn Moyer. The French team of Vincent Lays and Christophe Hoover have won the 57th Coupe Aéronautique Gordon Bennett balloon race. The pair landed Wednesday at 8 a.m. local time, August 28, at Lamas, Portugal, after a flight of 757 nautical miles, following their launch Sunday morning from Lorraine, France. The win is Lay's 8th as a pilot and places him atop the list of all-time winners of the event, first flown in 1906. This was also France's 3rd consecutive win in the historic long-distance gas balloon race, meaning they will get to retire the trophy, the 2nd time France has won that honor. The official distance is still subject to the validation of the event director. Does the price of fuel keep you from flying? The folks at Redbird's Skyport in San Marcos, Texas would like to know, and to find out, they're offering Avgas at $1 a gallon for the month of October. You heard right, $1 a gallon. The cheap fuel will be available to any piston aircraft that can fly in and then out of the airport, but as the pilot, you'll have to participate in a survey about your flying habits and how, if at all, the fuel costs impact your decisions. Besides Redbird, there are a number of other big names involved in this experiment. Folks like Garmin, Aspen Avionics, King Schools, ForeFlight, Bendix King, the EAA, Gamma, Jeppesen, Phillips 66, Piper Aircraft, the list goes on, including Avemco Insurance, Sennheiser, Hartzell, Bad Elf, and Brown Aviation Leasing. They've all joined forces to make this happen. Redbird and its partners want to learn if the high cost of flying really is the reason people are doing less of it. The UK National Union of Rail, Maritime, and Transport Workers, RMT, cancelled a planned protest near CHC Helicopters' Aberdeen heliport after securing what the union calls a quote-unquote massive breakthrough on access to workers assigned to offshore platforms. Union leader Bob Crowe said that Oil and Gas UK had made concessions allowing union representatives to talk to workers on offshore platforms, allowing them to express their concerns about the safety of the aircraft. In its place, the union held a rally Wednesday at 11 a.m. local time outside its headquarters in Aberdeen to call for safety improvements following the most recent Super Puma accident, according to a report appearing in the Ormskirk and Skelmersdale Advertiser. The union said, quote, "The rally will let people offshore know that we are doing everything possible to try to secure safety for them and their families," end quote. While some of that aircraft has been recovered, crews are reportedly still looking for the flight data recorder, which was located in the tail section of the helicopter, according to the UK newspaper The Guardian. CHC, who operated the downed aircraft, have grounded their worldwide fleet of Super Pumas pending the investigation. 3 aviators with extensive experience in EAA programs and activities have joined the top leadership of the organization as the newest members of the EAA's board of directors. Alan Clapmeyer, James Clark, and Cody Welch were elected during the annual EAA membership meeting on July 31st during AirVenture. As Class 1 directors, they will each serve a 3-year term on the EAA board. Clapmeyer of Superior, Wisconsin, is currently chairman and CEO of Kestrel Aircraft. He was also a founder of Cirrus Aircraft in the 1980s. Clark of Columbia, South Carolina, is co-founder of Bang Technologies and was previously vice president of AT&T, executive director of Bell Labs, and chief technology officer of NCR Corporation. He also served as chairman for the 60th anniversary reunion of the Tuskegee Airmen. And Welch of Linden, Michigan, is a retired B-757 pilot for a major airline and was a 2003 EAA President's Award recipient. He helped develop EAA's Tri-Motor Tour program and is currently its chairman. The commanding officer of Strike Fighter Squadron 106, that's VFA 106, based at Naval Air Station Oceana, has been relieved of his duties. He was relieved on August 26th by Commander Naval Air Force Atlantic. Commander Edward C. White was relieved by Rear Admiral Michael Shoemaker, due to loss of confidence in his ability to command following the preliminary findings of an ongoing command investigation into an alleged inappropriate relationship with a female Department of the Navy civilian employee. VFA 106 is the East Coast Fleet Replacement Squadron, whose mission is to train Navy and Marine Corps FA-18 replacement pilots and weapons systems operators to support fleet requirements. The squadron is comprised of approximately 1,200 enlisted and officer Navy and Marine Corps personnel and more than 90 FA-18A, C, D, E, and F aircraft. When Aero News continues, the Chinese are coming, the Chinese are coming to Georgia. No winged suits in St. Louis, and a music video tribute to Neil Armstrong.
Diamond's DA-42 Twin Star is General Aviation's ultimate flying machine. Fly fast with the confidence of a twin for the cost of a single. Go direct over water or rugged terrain and cover great distances in the first and only piston aircraft with an advanced airframe, avionics, and engines. The DA-42 gives you options you've never had before, including the Garmin G1000 and known ice protection. Go where you want, when you want, fast and for less. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3220.
Aero News continues now for Thursday, August 29. I'm Glenn Moyer. Travel Sky Technology Limited will open a research and development center in Duluth, Georgia, to expand its work in the travel and tourism industries. The company is making a $10 million investment in Georgia and creating 50 jobs. Georgia Governor Nathan Deal made the announcement this week from China. Travel Sky is headquartered in Beijing. Travel Sky is the primary provider of IT solutions to China's air travel and tourism industries. The company's aviation information technology services are delivered to Chinese commercial airlines and more than 290 foreign and regional commercial airlines. The company is now seeking space in Gwinnett County for an 8,000-square-foot center for software development. Travel Sky will hire its employees and open its new office by the end of this year. The FAA has denied experienced wingsuit flyer Alexander Poley's request to make a 3-minute flight over the city of St. Louis to promote a new mobile app that in turn promotes St. Louis nightlife. Poley has gained YouTube fame for a video in which he flies through a small hole in a rock formation in Spain. It has over 10 million views, according to a report from television station KMOV in St. Louis. Poley had planned to exit an airplane wearing a wingsuit at about 4,000 feet near Busch Stadium in St. Louis about an hour before the Cardinals and Atlanta Braves game last Friday, but the FAA said no, citing safety concerns. The mayor's office had previously said Poley could not jump directly over the stadium, which is covered by a TFR during games and other events. Well, I guess the fans will just have to settle for the routine cap night promotion. Who knew that NASA would be getting into the music video business? Look out, MTV. First, it was Canadian astronaut Chris Hadfield and his Space Oddity. And now comes a NASA tribute to Apollo 11 commander Neil Armstrong, the first human to set foot on another world. Red Beat Records, recording artist and Grammy nominee Eric Brace, with some video assistance from NASA, honors Armstrong with an original composition, Tranquility Base, originally written to commemorate the 40th anniversary of Apollo 11 in 2009. The video shows clips of the Apollo 11 lunar mission, along with still photographs combined with Brace's lyrics, which ponder what was going through the minds of the astronauts as they made history on that mission. NASA released the tribute video on its website on the first anniversary of Armstrong's death, August 25th. You know, Tom Wolfe wrote in his book The Right Stuff of General Chuck Yeager, but for my money, no one epitomized the right stuff more than Neil Armstrong. He was the right man for the right job at the right time. Those of us who were alive then will never forget those words. Tranquility Base here, the eagle has landed. I'm Glenn Moyer. As always, I thank you for taking time to listen. You're now cleared for departure.